I don't want headphones on.
Hi. We're here with Kent.
Hi.
Kent wrote a comic book. It's really cute, actually.
Yeah, he's one of the adorable people walking around at PenCon. And
I snatched him from my posse, ladies.
Happy to be snatched.
He has been snatched.
He's been snatched.
Which is awesome. We love to snatch people.
I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So tell us about your comic.
The comic is called Beret. It's sort of like a, it's like an action fighting comic of sorts, except instead of like showing energy balls or magic powers, it's all art. Artists use you can kill people with paint in this world.
Ooh.
People like origami powers, make blades and stuff, and make actual origami birds that work. And there's a horrible, the entire world has been covered by this horrible black ooze called the Dada, which is a reference to something people might get.
I understand.
Yes.
Dada.
And so in this Dada. in this messed up world of where art is the greatest weapon of humanity has.
Dada is mistaken number.
It's a story of this young kid named Anton, and he wakes up and everything on his home island has been destroyed, and then he tries to figure out what's going on. And there's lots of really pretentious, angry people wearing berets.
Which, I mean, who doesn't love that?
Of course.
I mean, that's...
There's lots of jerks in this comic. It's kind of a world of jerks.
So it's the world.
Is it written from experience? Were you like, I'm going to put this person in my comic book? And
yes, name names.
You know what's funny is this...
What's
really funny is this was actually based off my senior thesis film I did in college. And it was about a ridiculous taskmaster art teacher who was really insane, and it was these same characters. And when I had the character that was an art teacher that was really messed up, all the teachers got really defensive. They're always is this about us? It was not. It was not about my actual experience in art school or anything.
No, it wasn't. You weren't well, maybe.
I may have been a little influenced, but it wasn't despite a particular teacher or something.
Interesting.
I remember when I first pitched the idea, all the teachers were kind of furrowing their brows and they weren't really sure.
Right.
They were what did we do?
And look at you now.
Look at you now with your fancy comic book. And it's got tentacles on the cover.
It does.
That is the ooze.
That is the Dada.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
So, let's plug the website that you can get it on. What's the website?
The website is beretcomic.com. That's pretty simple and easy for people to remember.
And you're on all the social networks, I assume?
There's a Tumblr for it. There's a Facebook for it. I have a Twitter that I barely use.
You don't tweet?
I don't like to tweet much. I don't really think I have enough 130 character thoughts that I feel the world needs to know.
You don't stretch your twat?
No.
You don't like to tweet Twitter?
I guess if I don't stretch it enough, so if I did try to stretch it, I'd probably break something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't stretch it before you're ready. You really got
to
ease into
that. I don't want the twat to be strained.
Yeah, you got
to
ease
it. It seems like something you have to work your way into.
You do. You really
have to work your way into the twat.
Yeah. It's really important to take your time and do that.
You don't want to rush into the twat.
Well, no. No, not at all.
I just think because he's been standing here listening to us ask people awkward questions, we should ask Ken some awkward ones.
Yeah, let's ask him some awkward questions. Frank, go first.
How big is it?
Oh. You have to buy me dinner first.
New answer!
Yes. That is an acceptable answer.
Your favorite answer.
We've gotten 4 months.
Infinity.
Long enough.
Oh.
The tears of orphan children.
Party size.
That was a response to how big is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
The tears of orphan children?
We got infinity one time.
I think people are just responding with non sequiturs here, is what I'm getting.
Because it can be anything.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it could.
I'm not saying what I want to know.
We know you want to know about penis, Frank. We know you. Yeah.
Me, penis?
The implications
are
heavy.
No, that's sinful.
Yeah.
Gosh. Why can't you be chaste like me?
Yeah.
Bitch, you ain't chaste.
What? Oh, okay.
Rachel!
My question?
Here.
Okay. Death by spoon or vegetable peeler?
Huh. I think I'd go with spoon.
A lot of people have gone with spoon today.
Yeah.
And then we have alternate of that, which is death by spooning.
Spooning.
Spoony the...
Being spooned.
Like, would you like to
death
be
by spooning.
Spooned
yeah.
to death?
Like you're being spooned.
Would you like to be cuddled to death? Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Yeah.
I like cuddling.
I think that's an excellent way to go.
Yeah. If you have to go out, at least...
Yeah.
it's feeling low. Just the thing about the visual peeler, it brings to mind this very visceral image of like skin being peeled off or something.
Right.
Whereas
the
spoon is like
alive.
Maybe you just get stabbed in the eye with the spoon or something. I don't know. Or right in the heart. I don't know.
Actually, that's the first time somebody's actually said that. Somebody
Scoop
said beating with a spoon to death would take a long time.
I know. Both of those would take a long time. But for some reason, the immediate image of like skin being peeled off of you.
Yeah,
and
it's
it would
that's
blood
what I
everywhere.
Got,
and
I
just
got
gore and
tapped
horror.
By a vegetable peeler, and that's how the question came about. Because I was like, oh my god, I'd hate to be like. Somebody is like, I don't have a knife. I've got a vegetable peeler, so let me just.
Did you
peeling.
Did you
That's a
peel
bad, hard
into
way to
mashed
cut
potatoes?
Your wrist there.
What?
Did you mashed potato peel your?
No, I cucumber peeled my finger.
Oh, it wasn't a potato peeler then.
It wasn't a potato peeler.
I think that was the utensil we were looking for.
Yeah, no. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Okay, which awkward question should I get?
You guys have a stable of these you go to?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
We change it up each month.
Each month,
and just to, because we want people to listen to our show and then come on the show and be guests, and if we have the same questions, then people are like, "Well, we know
they'll know
what's
what
going
they'll
on.
Know what's coming."
Yeah,
then.
And then they'll prepare, and we want them to be shocked. Mm-hmm. Would you have sex with yourself if you walked into a bar?
Yep.
Yeah,
I'd do it.
I think most people should have sex.
I would
with themselves.
Really know what I liked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I
would
mean,
know exactly
totally
what
he is totally adorable.
And
wouldn't
totally
have sex
adorable.
With him.
Yeah.
So.
So. I'm not exactly my type, but I'd still do it because I think I would just know what was going on so much.
Oh, what's your type?
I'm not really into white guys.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Not as much. There's
the
exceptions.
Exotic.
Do you like
a bit more exotic.
Like the swarthy type? Like the two men standing next to you?
Or are you like a bear lover?
No, I'm...
Like dark skin.
Yeah, more dark skin, but also like Asian a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never had an Asian.
Oh, yeah. Like did you guys see the Jack Frost that was going around?
Well, like,
no.
Did you guys
fucking
like
adorable.
The cute Asian
Holy
across
shit.
The way that's at the table? He's very adorable.
Oh, he's that very, guy, he's pretty cute.
The
yeah.
guy
yeah.
at minus zero protection.
Or like Rain, you know, Rain from
And I will
from,
talk about him like
Ninja
Although, like,
Assassin.
The really like pretty poppy boy ones, not so much. The ones
so,
with, like,
not
long,
Rain.
Yeah, not like, yeah, that's the thing. They have like the feathered, like, all the Japanese pop stars look really, they're kind of like very feminine with like elaborate feathered hair, and it's like, that looked completely
Oh, you're talking about
yeah.
Rain?
Yeah,
yes.
But he wouldn't be, he's not really feminine when he's being ninja assassin.
Oh, no,
he's
that's
like,
true.
He's
would,
like doing
or,
those upside
would,
down.
Or like,
yes.
What's
oh,
like
God,
the dude from
I would,
Fast and
I would absolutely
Furious?
Do. What?
The Asian dude from like Fast and Furious?
I don't remember who that
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, he's hot. From Tokyo Drift.
From Tokyo Drift.
Okay. I would do ninja assassin Rain, though. Absolutely.
Right? Oh, yeah. All kinds of things
oh,
on him.
Oh, I gotta show you.
He was very, seemed very talented.
He's very, very hot. And he's bisexual, so
really?
He's up for anything.
He's,
so
he's open about that?
Yeah.
I guess I don't follow the pop culture.
Yeah, I may follow him a little too closely. I may like.
You do have
are
a restraining order.
Do you have notifications from his Twitter coming to your phone right now?
No, I don't, but I do have a few of his pop DVDs that I probably shouldn't
Oh, well.
And a video feed into his room.
That sounds like a valuable commodity.
If I could have that, I would totally do that.
And never leave your house.
Right. Well, you know, I would leave my house because there's got to be a little variety. I'm not just about Asians.
Or just about Rain.
Or just about Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's in my room, then I might stay
Then
there for a
there's
long.
Nothing else going on.
There's nothing else going
suddenly
on.
My schedule is cleared.
Cleared. So it's mainly Asians for you?
I mean, it varies, but that's usually my go-to.
Yeah? Like the Latins now?
I do like the Latins. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity lender. I like it all. But Rachel's all into the Latin boys.
I like a certain type, but I tend to go more towards like Latino men. I don't know why. They're swarthy and
the
exotic. They look exotic. Attractive. But like skinny tattoo rocker type, like that's the greatest.
I just like macho men.
Just the macho-est men.
Yeah, like usually you're like foreign guys that just tell you kind of what to do and stuff like that. Hi. Like that's
Thor
kind
did,
of.
Thor just showed up.
Thor did just show
Thor's
up.
Thor's been at our booth many a time this week.
Yes, we lock up. what other what about the Aquaman one?
Sex with Aquaman or death by firing squad?
You guys hate Aquaman that much?
No,
do people?
I would do Aquaman, but there's people who have said they would
there
prefer
are, there are
the firing
quite a
squad.
Few people.
Just because Aquaman is a lame character doesn't mean he's not just a muscular man. Yeah, I'd have sex with Aquaman over being shot. Yes.
See, I feel the same way.
That feels like a really loaded question to like people who just like cannot deal with the fact that Aquaman exists.
Well, you think that things are easy questions? Like she was asking for Thanksgiving, would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner forever or be eaten as Thanksgiving dinner. And actually, we got a few saying that they would rather be eaten.
Oh.
Because they hate Thanksgiving so much.
They hate Thanksgiving
because they're un-American.
So much.
Yeah, those sound like dirty terrorists to me.
It does. Yeah. It does sound a little dirty. And it does.
Yeah. Socialism.
I was like, do you want that? Or like, you know, I ask another question. It's like, how many bodies can you fit in the trunk of your car?
I think that would just, wouldn't that just inquire? They seem people just like stop and like, how many bodies can I fit in the trunk of my car?
Yeah,
but if they answer too quickly, then you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, you've already done this?
You're like,
get out of our show.
All speculations. They're like, well, can I cut them up? Like, can I,
can you grind them up like me?
No, I'm talking about like, you killed a body on the side of the road, you gotta dump it in your trunk.
You're going Soprano style.
I see.
Like, how many bodies could you fit?
You can maybe chop it
down. No, not too fancy.
No, just putting the things in there.
Not too sophisticated.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's funny, I was trying to think, like, how many lengths of bodies? Probably like 6 or 7.
Really?
I'm trying to think, like laid across. Well, maybe actually, laying across, that'd be not long enough for most people. So they have to go in diagonally.
You can cut them just in big chunks.
Of course. Well, then you can do a lot more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Even just cutting them in half would do a lot more.
That's true. And plus, they're dead. So you can squish them up and stuff. It's not like that big of a deal.
I suppose it's not that big of a deal. It depends on your views on certain things about
like
body
squishing bodies.
I guess you already killed them.
Yeah. I mean, you're already that person.
But that is almost like, I'm a murderer, not a psychopath.
True. I guess.
It's all relative at this point.
That is not one
she
of my
has
fetishes.
A psycho
aren't
fetish.
You the are you the scary one on one of these cards?
Maybe.
Is this you?
This is me.
You're psycho fembot.
I am psycho fembot.
I saw these are neat.
They're collectibles. Yeah. Collectibles.
Are you Cuddles a sociopath?
No. He's bad touch bad boy.
Okay,
I was
just you with different facial hair.
This one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one. Yeah. I like your gay powers.
Right? He has super
gay
powers. Gay
powers. Yeah. It's gay magic.
It's magic. Stop in the name of gay.
Yeah.
Well,
that should be your name of gay. That needs to be a thing. You need to sing that song.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It's happening. You're getting
how's your,
it's
how's
happening.
Your con like so far today? How has it been?
This con has been nice. It's been interesting because there's nothing else like it, I guess, really, as far as I know, just a gay comic convention.
Right.
It is very small. It is much smaller than I was expecting.
Don't you
but
hate that?
But
yes.
You know what? I kind of like
than
it.
You expect.
Yeah, because we've been to like.
Sometimes
Long
it's
Beach.
Not a good one. It's too bigger than you were.
That's true.
Too.
Oh, right. No. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. By the way, I gotta say that's why I'm surprised you keep answering that you would sleep with Hulk because you've mentioned several times you don't like big.
Okay, I don't. I don't like huge because
well,
I
you
like
don't
to
have to do penetrative.
I like to do all kinds of things and stuff like that. And but the Hulk is sexy, right? I feel like
you're
the Hulk
right.
is sexy.
Okay.
I feel like the Hulk is sexy. I don't know. Like, I feel like all that rage and would be
I'm just saying,
hot.
If you, for somebody that's like, that boy would tear you apart. That alien would, he would tear you apart.
I know, but what a way to die.
It hurts my ovaries just thinking about it.
I know, it doesn't make much sense because when he starts talking about fisting, I start like going, God.
Punch fisting.
Stop it, Frank.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna ask. Since Cisco's not here.
These are some visceral images.
Right?
I'm
going to
ask Cisco's two questions. Since
okay.
He's not, I'll ask
Cisco's not
him.
Here. Cuddles isn't here.
Okay.
So we'll ask
the
a
two
question.
Questions he asks are, it's a two-part. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And what are your fetishes?
I like a little force. Oh. I'm mostly vanilla, but certain like submissive dominant role things.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm liking you more and more, Kent.
A little hand over the mouth, maybe.
I'm liking you more and more. And,
that's just saying hi.
The second one that he's been asking is, if you were given the chance, and like nobody knew, would you eat human meat? Like human flesh?
I guess they're already dead. Unless I was about to kill a person. There's conditions, but I think, yeah.
No, I mean, you don't have to kill them, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just meat.
Like, boom, you're just eating
it's
just like, out.
Yeah, if the human meat's already been prepared, it's like, all right, I might as well
yeah,
see
that's
what
I'm thinking. Like, you go to Costco, and boom, there's like a hand.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I get the fuck out of Costco.
Costco's very progressive.
Filet-O-human is
Costco sounds very dangerous is what I'm getting here.
Well, they do carry everything. So they do carry everything from birth to death.
Uh-huh.
So you never know.
They do. It's true. Okay, one last question. Frank, ask your alien question.
Would you have sex with an alien and would you wear a condom?
Yes, definitely wear a condom.
You have space AIDS now.
Oh.
Space AIDS give you superpowers, though.
Yeah, there's no side effects.
Is there no downside to Space
AIDS? No. Space AIDS is the best.
Man, I should be raw dogging it across the cosmos.
You want to get Space AIDS.
Yeah, we've invented Space AIDS, and we just think it makes you super.
That's great.
We love
Man,
it.
You want to get Space AIDS.
That could not have gone better.
The right? Fantastic Four has Space AIDS.
So now that you've
there,
sat in...
Yeah, they seem... Well, except for the thing. That seems like really... That seems like he's got shingles going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, gross. Now that you've sat and you've chatted with us for a little bit, do you want to turn the tables on us and ask
us
an awkward question?
Oh, I don't know.
We never get asked awkward questions. Rarely does it happen, so...
I don't have a stable of them built up in my brain.
Nothing you've ever wanted to ask your friend, but you've been like, I can't ask this. This is my friend. He'll think I'm too weird.
Sorry, there's chocolate.
By the way, silence is great for a podcast, guys.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to come up with anything on the spot here.
No awkward questions that you can ask.
Would you
have sex with me?
Yes.
Good. Well, it was going to be like, would you have sex like on like a theme like
on a ride,
like on a theme park ride?
Yes, I have.
Are you
not?
Which ride?
Yes, maybe, sure. Yes.
Which ride?
Haunted Mansion.
Oh, so that's like one where there's like drops involved. Because I'm thinking like if there's like a drop involved, the mechanics of it.
I was thinking one of those like dark car type things.
Yeah.
Like that a Space Mountain kind of deal.
Like a hand job or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It's fun.
I'm good to get a report that it was in fact fun.
Well, I'm a really bad good girlfriend. Like when my boyfriend at the time says, like, do you want to? Sure. Can we? Yes. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sound good to go.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Alrighty.
It's a thing.
That's the way to end the podcast.
Perfect.
Hey, you didn't answer. Would you have sex on a...
would I? Yeah, I think I did. But I said if it was like when those like... Try to figure out the mechanics of like a drop. Maybe like...
I feel like something would break if you're going down a hill.
Yeah, I guess it depends wildly on the ride, too. But as with
maybe
all these
also
questions,
depends
you can be
on
like,
the theme
but
park.
Wait, what about all these other factors?
Exactly.
Like, it also depends on the theme park. Like, Disneyland, like, they're kind of... like mild, like I wouldn't do it on like a Magic Mountain like roller coaster because that would like kill me. I would
Frank
crush
would
my
yes.
jaw.
I know yes. Frank would. Frank gets so turned on by roller coasters, it's unbelievable.
They get me hard.
Oh,
that's Frank. That's another interesting fact.
Hard like a track.
Wood is always getting in our podcast.
Oh, right.
My wood would get in.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for coming on our podcast.
I am so happy to be here.
You want to plug here?
Let me plug it again. My comic is called Beret. You can read it at beretcomic.com.
And he's Kent.
I am Kent.
He's Kent.
And on all the social networks. And
you can see them all from the website.
We're
going
to, plug the bejesus out of you, sir.
Fantastic.
Plug it.
Yes.
Now goodbye.
All right.
For now.